You've never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
Now, this is the only car on the market that comes equipped with a Dynaflex Superflowing Unijet Turbovasculator, which is synchromeshed with a multicoil hydrotension dual vacuum dynamometer. Gosh, what does that do for the car? It empties the ashtray.
No, she can't take your mind.
As I said, it's Sunday night, and this is the place to be, WOR 710. This is the Taxi Dave Show, and I'm Taxi Dave. We're here in the iHeart Radio Studios in Tribeca, New York. We're here with John McDonough. How you doing, Johnny?
Hanging in, and glad to be back on WOR.
All right, and we have Claire with us.
That's all, folks.
And I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Our email address is taxihale@AOL.com. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. This is a live radio show, folks. In a few minutes, we'll have on Norman Siegel, who's a very well-known civil rights attorney. And if you're a taxi driver who lost their license, he'll tell you why you may be entitled up to $36,000. We'll have him on in a few minutes. Last week, I talked about my 74 Caddy losing its brakes. And just to let you folks know, you know, the show ends at 9 o'clock. We got to the dealer at 3 a.m. AAA did a wonderful job of getting us a tow truck, a flatbed tow truck, because it's a classic car that's 18 and a half feet long, longer than the flatbed was. And the car actually is still at the dealer. The meter's running. They're doing a very nice job. They replaced the calipers. And thank you for all your help to Steve, especially, who taught me a lot about brakes. And I need rotors and calipers and pads. And the hoses were, the hose was frayed and broken. It was, there was brake fluid all over the place. And then we found another problem. I have transmission leakage, transmission fluid leakage. Say it three times fast. Transmission fluid leakage. And I want, if anybody can call the show, what does it cost to drop the whole drivetrain and replace the main seal and the other gaskets, okay, on a 74 Cadillac Eldorado? I need to know an approximate cost for that. You got to drop the drivetrain, you know, take apart where the engine meets the transmission and replace that, you know, major seal. And so somebody, please call us at 800-321-0710 who knows what they're talking about, because I certainly don't know that much about it. Hey, John, let me ask you a question. Do you know what the problem is with a chameleon who loses its ability to change colors?
I think you're going to tell me.
I am. He has reptile dysfunction.
What?
And don't bleep out the answer to that, Noah.
And I have no doubt there is a drug for it.
And Dave is on it.
Are you giving away company secrets? besides Norman Siegel, in a couple of minutes, we're going to talk about that unfortunate situation where a yellow cab driver was found dead inside his cab. Also want to mention the driver who hit a tow truck and died. Not a taxi, not a yellow cab driver, but a FHV driver. And the MTA bailout and the August 28th TLC meeting. And then some unregistered auto repair shops. But before we get into that, I also wanted to do a couple of shout-outs. One of the shout-outs is, let me just see if I got this back. Okay, don't have that back. One of the shout-outs is to everybody at the Warwick Winery. yesterday. All the people who are listening tonight who were great up there, Patty and Steve and Ron, I just want to shout out to all of them up there. And also a shout out to Mike Russo, who's leaving for Florida tonight. He's driving down, and he's going to be listening to the Taxi Dave show right now. I don't know if he's in Jersey or Delaware or whatever comes after that as you go down the sound.
You can get it pretty far down the coast.
Dave didn't get that far
at the
in hour, school.
Yeah.
Okay. So shout outs to everyone, and also to my my cousin Dave, who I haven't seen in a few years. And cousin Dave is from California, and he's here with Mary Lou and Joanna and Autumn. So I'm looking forward to seeing all of them next week, actually. We're going to be going out for dinner. They just got into New York City. So welcome to New York City, and welcome to the Taxi Dave Show, everybody. And I want to thank all the listeners now, instead of the end of the show, for making us the number one talker in New York City on Sunday nights in this time slot. Okay, John, before I put on, we get on the phone with Norman Siegel, first of all, your personal life as a taxi driver, there aren't too many people I know of who get invited to fly across the pond, so to speak. And you're doing something very interesting on Labor Day weekend, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm with an organization that Malachy McCourt founded called the Irish American Writers and Artists, and I've written a play about my life driving a cab called Cabtivist, CABTIVIST.com. And I've been working it out for years with this group where they have a salon every 2 weeks. And it seems there's a festival in Ireland called the Electric Picnic, which is electronic dance music. 50,000 tickets have been sold to it already. But they have a storytelling tent. And there's going to be a cultural exchange. They're sending me along with four other New York storytellers to fly over to Ireland, putting us up. And we're going to go to a storytelling tent on Labor Day weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and tell stories. And I'm going to be telling the story of taking the British actor Stephen Fry to a mob club in Queens that he did a documentary that went on to win the best documentary of the year in England.
I saw that.
So, yeah, so it's, you know, I said this is one of the strangest fairs I've ever had. Now that I'll be heading over there on behalf of the Irish government and the Irish American Writers and Artists.
That's a long, strange trip.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. To tell a story that you could have seen and heard here. But it's going to be a weird crowd. It's all going to be teenagers dropping Molly, drinking Red Bull, dancing 48 hours straight.
Yeah,
I mean, they're
going to
be
problem?
Looking at me as some, like,
hope,
you know,
hopefully you're on before the 47th hour.
Well, you know, it's a whole bizarre situation, but it's like everything, Dave, and you know, you take your opportunities when they show. Like,
All right, and next Sunday you actually have something special.
Yeah, I have a sold out show. I'm doing a fundraiser for the Fortune Society, which is its 50th anniversary, founded by David Rothenberg, and it's a reentry program for prisoners up at the castle at 140th and Riverside Drive. And at that, there's going to be a couple of off-Broadway producers, and if they like my shtick, they might bring it to off-Broadway, where I'll do it there. And then because of this show, I might be doing a segment on the Daily Show, and it's one of your listeners is Caroline Protz, who recommended me, and I went through the interview process, and I'll know this week what I'll be doing. Like I said, they wanted me to talk about medallions, and I said, I'll take you to Central Park, and I'll show you that the horses in Central Park are treated better than yellow cab drivers, because there's no such thing as an Uber horse or a Lyft horse. Why is it they have no competition? We have to have competition?
That's right. Where are those Uber horses?
Yeah. I mean, you can imagine the kick-up it would be if there were Uber horses going alongside the regular Central Park horses and charging less for the ride around Central Park. There would be an uproar.
But we can't have that.
Central Park horses, they're regulated by the city. They don't have a competition. But yellow cab drivers, no. We can't have enough competition. You know, you hear de Blasio, oh, the free market. We have to have the free market. Well, what about the horses in Central Park? Let's add 100,000 horses. Let's just pick a number. 100,000 horses. Oh, yeah, where's that number from? Oh, 100,000 Uber drivers. Yeah, that's what we need. 100,000 horses around Central Park, and they're all charging a dollar or two to go around there. Then what? You know? This is the free market. Thank you, Mr. de Blasio, Bloomberg, / whoever's next.
So our phone number is 800-321-0710, and I am looking for an answer. The cost of dropping the drivetrain and replacing a main seal and all the gaskets on a 74 Caddy. Anyway, before we get into our inside taxi news and stuff, with us right now is actually, he's the former public advocate in New York City. And if I'm not mistaken, my memory is a little foggy. I think Norman was running for mayor at one time.
No, okay. I wasn't even a public advocate. I ran for it, but did not win.
Oh, well, you were more popular than the mayor at that time. How's that? And you're a well-known civil rights attorney. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show, Norman.
Well, thank you, Dave, and thank you, Claire and Noah and John, for having me on. It's a pleasure listening to you guys.
Okay, there's a class action lawsuit that you won recently, and it could affect well over 100 yellow taxi drivers and possibly many, many more people who have licenses and lost them for a certain reason. Can you explain?
Well, we settled. I was one of three lawyers and settled with the city representing TLC in a settlement where certain non-probationary taxi and for-hire vehicle drivers licensed by TLC, who during the time period from January 23, 2005 until January 14, 2014, one, if they surrendered their license to TLC, two, had their license revoked after attending a fitness hearing, or three, had their license revoked by TLC after failing to attend a fitness hearing. And here's the part, based solely on a conviction for driving while ability impaired, DWAI, where such conviction was based on an act that did not occur while the driver was on duty operating a taxi cab or a for-hire vehicle, they may be entitled to a payment. And the settlement may provide for payments of $34,840, not $36,000, Dave, $34,840, to individuals whose licenses were revoked after a hearing, and for payments of $26,130 to individuals whose licenses were revoked after failing to appear at a hearing or whose licenses were surrendered prior to the hearing. Now, these amounts may be reduced under certain circumstances, such as if there's child support payments that weren't paid or that there's certain liens owed to the city. And in addition, the settlement agreement provides that the TLC will now use its best efforts to achieve certain changes in the TLC revocation rules. Most important, if you're going to be revoked now, the commissioner has to have something in writing. And the settlement provides for release of all claims. If people who are in this class, TLC says there's 104 people, if they want to opt out, exclude them else from the settlement, they have to have a written request no later than October 2, and if there's any objections to this that they want to raise, they have to file it by October 7. The federal judge recently granted a preliminary approval of the settlement and scheduled what's called a fairness hearing for November 16th at 10 a.m. in the federal court in New York City at 500 Pearl Street. So anyone who is in this category needs to contact us. They don't have to do anything yet. Once the fairness hearing finalizes the settlement, we'll have the claim forms for them. We'll help them fill it out, and they'll be able to be entitled to the money that I talked about. So if people are listening and you fall into this category, or you know people who are in this category, we have a list of 104 people's names. We sent it out to everybody. But this lawsuit was begun in 2008, so there could be addresses that we have, cell phone numbers that we have, or phone numbers we have that are no longer applicable, and therefore I thank Dave for allowing us to be on here tonight so that anyone who's listening, if you fall in this category, you're
entitled. And once again, what are the parameters of the category, Norman?
Well, the category is that you have to be solely convicted of driving while ability impaired, DWI, where such conviction was based on an act that did not occur while the driver was on duty operating a taxi cab or for hire vehicle. So if you went to the hearing and it was revoked, if you didn't go to the hearing and it was revoked, or you surrendered your license, you're entitled to either the two amounts anywhere from $26,000 to $34,840.
And Norman, where did you get the names and addresses of the 104? And is the TLC reaching out? I mean, they would have to know whose license they got. And being it's an immigrant business, a lot of the drivers, if they would have lost their hack license, might have went back to their country, like the Dominican Republic, or back to Africa, and certain like that. How are these people going to find out? Shouldn't it? Is the TLC going to be aggressive to find the people that, of the licenses that they took from?
Well, so far, they've been very cooperative. First of all, they gave us the names of the 104 people, and they gave us their addresses and their phone numbers. So we retained a firm who sent out a couple of weeks ago a mailer to the 104 people and provided them the information. We got the TLC to agree to put it on their website. We've placed it in particular places, on a blog, on some newspapers, and we have the phone numbers, and we're hoping that, for example, if some of the mailers come back to us, we're able to then go through various dotter lists for change in addresses. Potentially, we'll be able to get, because the court approved it, that if a letter comes back delivered unknown, the TLC will give us their Social Security numbers so that we can check on the various data places of changes of addresses. And we're going to try through, like tonight and other places, going to meetings to let people know. If the judge on November 16th of this year finalizes the settlement and agrees to all the amounts, because it's up to the judge to finalize this, we then have 1 year to make sure that whoever fits into this category comes forward. So hypothetically, your question, if someone left here and they went to another country, hopefully the word through the grapevine as well as the notices, that person will find out, because even if they're in their home country, they're still entitled to this money.
Okay. So I want to thank you for coming on the Taxi Dave Show and notifying the industry about this. Hopefully some are listening who know someone who lost their license under the...
One step further, Dave. If anyone's listening or knows anyone you want to call, our office...
And just give us the number one more time.
212-455-0300. And you can ask for me or my partner, Herbert Teitelbaum, and one of us will try to get back to you within 24 hours.
212, go ahead.
Questions about this call, because people are entitled to this, and therefore we have to try to make sure everyone gets notified.
One more time, 212.
I appreciate it, and good luck.
One more time, 212.
212-455-0300.
Norman Siegel, thanks for coming on the Taxi Dave Show. Appreciate it.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Okay.
Early Christmas for some drivers out there who thought that it was all over when they got their hack license. Aren't they very quick at taking your hack license? Isn't if you're arrested, not convicted, do they take away your hack license, Dave? How
they
does
used
that
to.
Work?
Anytime you were arrested for anything, if it showed up on the NYPD or I guess New York State, anywhere through DMV or any. If you were arrested, the next day your hack license was automatically suspended.
And now he just did a thing where he vacated, you know, hundreds of thousands of, say you were caught drinking or urinating and stuff like that, that he's done away with all of those violations. So it'd be ironic that if a guy
He did away with all the warrants for people.
Right. But
for those of you who don't know, the mayor and I think the city council is behind it also.
Right.
There are thousands, tens of thousands of warrants, people who were arrested or issued a summons and never went to court for things like urinating in public.
And that would prevent you from getting a hack license also, right?
Not only that, but if you're in Los Angeles and you get caught for a speeding ticket and they run warrants on you,
right, it'll come
it's
up.
Like a badge of honor. Hey, we got a guy out on a warrant. They don't know the warrant was for peeing in the street.
Or jumping the turnstile.
That's right.
I mean, yeah, that's
same
an Olympic
thing.
Sport here in New York. Come on, man. What are we talking about?
I heard it's going to be in the Olympics. Okay, first email from Ruth from Michigan. Oh, thank you. The improvement surcharge, the TIF payments, are due by September 1st. So I want to thank you for
now,
that.
Now, what's that? Because TIFF, I work out of a garage.
Taxicab Improvement Fund, the 30-cent surcharge that's added to every fare on your meter,
right,
on every fare. You collect it.
So you're the medallion owner.
The medallion
working
owner.
Working out of a garage, that's out of our hands. Right.
Drivers don't have to worry about it. Owner drivers and owners have to worry about it. September 1st, you have to pay the last quarters. They gave an extension. And also, I made a mistake, apparently. Our listeners are very educated and listen closely. Oops! You mean September 28th TLC meeting, not August 28th. I stand corrected. It's the September 28th TLC meeting. I want to thank you, Richard, for that one.
Oh, and when will that entertainment be happening? What are they going to be discussing this time?
Actually, what they're going to be discussing...
How we can further ruin the business.
Is making...
Meeting in order.
Initially, they were going to have a rule that made all FHV vehicles, 25% of all FHV vehicles, wheelchair accessible. That's what they were going to discuss. And what that caused is, that really caused the representatives from the entire for-hire vehicle industry, even though some were car services, some are app-based companies, some are black car companies, they got together. And they told the Taxi and Limousine Commission at a meeting, and I'm saying this because it was reported, actually, in the news, that it showed how it's going to hurt them. So their objections were presented to the Taxi and Limousine Commission, and in the news report it said executives from Uber, Lyft, Fiat, Carmel, the Limo Association, livery-based owners, the Black Car Assistance Corp, Livery Roundtable. I mean, that's like everybody except the yellow cabs.
Oh, so it's going to hurt them, but what's it going to do for yellow cabs?
It's already killed the yellow cab industry, pretty much. Right,
yeah, why not?
But we're going to make a comeback. You know, there's a lot of things on the horizon. You know, you were out, John, a couple of times. I've been speaking with this young lady who has not one app now, but two apps. One is industry changing for the yellow taxi industry. And I mean in such a positive way that I'm going to sound like Donald Trump. It's huge. It's the biggest. It's the best app.
You won't
believe it. You know, nobody has a better app. But the truth is that I can't speak about it until I'm told I can speak about it.
All right.
And the second app is actually for all those other companies I mentioned, okay, app-based companies, international. It's incredible. And once I'm allowed to discuss who, what, where, when, she will come on the show and discuss it publicly. And it should be soon, actually. I'm hoping it's very soon, actually. And as far as this show goes, you know, it's nice to know in advance when the Mets change their schedule. So, you know, as you know, the last month or so, there was a change in schedule, and I didn't find out until after the Sunday show that the Mets had changed their schedule. So if you turn on the radio on Sunday night at 8 and you hear the New York Mets or a sports announcer and the Taxi Dave show isn't on, that only means nobody told me nothing.
Not none.
So now there's going to be a couple of preemptions coming up now. No.
Well, I don't know. If you know, our listeners are smart. Let the listeners tell me about it. Call us at 800-321-0710.
Let the Mets fans call in.
Yeah, let the Mets fans call in. And speaking of the Mets fans, I went to a game this week. Yankees, Mets. My brother wanted to go, and I paid real stupid money for some really good seats. I know they were good seats because I started getting texts and emails that I see on TV.
Oh, that's right. I saw that. Somebody put it up. You were in the behind the header.
Yeah.
You were in the television. That's right.
Yep. And what's interesting about that is you pay top dollar for these seats down there. And first of all, I find it interesting that I had to pay for the seats. And I'd love to go to a Mets game sometime. But, you know, it's... there's all these corporate regulations, I guess. You know what? I'm not even going to get into that. You know, I don't really want to get into that.
Did your beloved Yankees win?
Yes, they did.
Is that not good enough for you?
I was even
holding
up.
You're going to complain about where you're sitting, and the Yankees still won?
Well, because I paid for the tickets, I was holding up my Thurman Munson jersey. So if you saw a guy behind home plate holding up number 15, that was me. All right, let's take our first caller at the Taxi Dave Show, 800-321-0710. Gordon, you're on the Taxi Dave Show.
Thanks very much. I appreciate you talking about the Mets and the legendary Shea Stadium junkyards. I was going to tell you, go down there and get your car repaired down there, but they were all confiscated under eminent domain.
Did they use that and get rid of all those junk shops down there?
15 acres sold to billionaire developers for $1.
That sounds like Bloomberg. Wait a second. Who was mayor when that happened?
Bloomberg. And then on top of that, they gave him a $38 million tax break, and that's under Joe Crowley, Congressman Joe Crowley's district, and I reprimanded him on that. But the point is, but I'm calling about the good job they did last week, this crackdown on all these people, lunatic, aggressive drivers, speeding, and you have the weapons on, and they are Mark Weppern and David Weppern, their father Saul, dedicated public servants like the Honorable Charles Barron you had on and the Honorable Tony Avella. These are good, good politicians like the previous guest.
Thank you.
But I want to know, thank you, you're very welcome. Thank you. But I want to know, you guys, you drive, I'm on the LIE right now, these bright headlights and all the new cars, mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. It's like everybody is driving with their brights on. Has there been any feedback? And they have this blue light, and this blue light scientifically does some sort of damage to our nervous system and to our eyes, and it's everywhere. And you know how a lot of kids are modifying their cars with the blue headlights? To be, you know, it's everybody's got to follow the leader. But
You're on the LIE. That's a three-lane highway for most of you people in New York City in both directions. So you're saying, is it the cars coming in the other direction or cars behind you?
Both cars coming at you.
In the rearview mirror.
Now, there's a divider there, and understand that a car with those blue lights or those extra powerful lights could be four lanes over, and it is still distracting. I know when I'm on country roads, state roads, which are one lane in each direction at 55 miles an hour, and one of those cars with those extra bright lights comes at me, and if
they're
you're
blinding.
Not lucky enough to have a white fluorescent line on the right side, you have to do all but stop your car, or else you go blind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Dave, they also come up behind you with these bright lights, and you've got side mirrors that you're looking at, you know, so you can see. So it's right in your eyes. And I'm thinking about these guys that are driving 12 hours a day, driving a cab or a limo or driving a bus. I talked to the city bus drivers. They feel the same way. It's the manufacturers. I don't know who came up with this, but mm-hmm. It's as if everybody's got brights on. And number two, getting back to that this crackdown for a week where they were for aggressive drivers, why isn't it 52 weeks of the year? Why was it only 1 week? That's your revenue. That's your revenue for the coffers.
That's what they do. They put it out there. They'll have a zero tolerance for 1 week doing something, and then they figure everybody will fall in line after that.
Oh,
and that's
yeah.
what they really need to do.
And that works
in Manhattan.
How well?
Well, they need to do it with illegal street hails. It doesn't work unless you're consistent with it.
I just think the people that are driving so aggressively and swerving in and out, and there's been featured articles in, cars
Listen,
are dangerous.
When I find during the summer, weekend nights is kind of like New Year's Eve, it's amateur night, okay? It's amateur night. They drink and drive and think that they're going to live forever and don't realize that they're sitting on a 4,000-pound weapon.
It's dangerous. But we have a great resource. And that is this Charles Barron, David Weppern last week, Tony Avella. These people are fighters. And people are cynical about our political process. But if we could go approach them and for the listeners to write them and contact the people if they feel the same way. Why are they tolerating? There should be zero tolerance. These cars, and it's not just typical teenage guys. You know, you see a lot of people got kids in the car and, you know, their families. But I do appreciate your time, and I want to save some room for your other listeners. And
All right.
Listen every Sunday, and I enjoy the show.
Thanks a lot, Gordon. I appreciate it. You hear that, potential sponsors?
Yeah.
You hear that? There's thousands of people. Actually, I mean, one night there were 69,000 people,
Whoa.
Listeners. We are this spot is the number one spot on Sunday nights in New York City. And think about that. And if you advertise with me when my sponsorship runs out in about a month, we'll be pushing it a little more as time goes on. I mean, not only that, but you get, I can add you to the commercials during the week. You may end up on any show between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. in the course of the day. Additional commercials, if you sponsor this show, like Melrose right now is on 10 commercials a week. You know, Rush Limbaugh, Hannity, or others. Doesn't have to be that drastic, but it just pops up. So, when we come back, We'll take some more of your calls at 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihale@aol.com. I got my first response on my 74 Caddy, dropping the drivetrain, replacing the main seal and the gaskets. And the answer is, that'll probably cost you more than the car's worth. So thanks a lot for that one, buddy. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
So my baby down by the river, wishing that you'd come up soon, but there. Sweet blossom, come on, under the willow, we can have high times if you look back.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Proudly serving the New York transportation industry for over 20 years, Hereford Insurance Company serves the for-hire transportation market with all their insurance needs. Hereford Insurance provides TLC-required commercial auto liability, workers' compensation, theft, collision, and physical damage coverage. Hereford Insurance is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Visit Hereford.com for additional information or call 718-361-9191. 718-361-9191. That's 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance. They move New York.
It is time when bold knights and bawdy wenches gather to feast and frolic. It is time when the royal court and naughty courtesans mix and mingle. It is time for the New York Renaissance Fair. Come, shed the weight of today and step into our legendary realm. See swords flashing in the sun, hear the ring of steel, and feel the excitement as knights on horses thunder into the arena. Join in the revelry. Shop exquisite crafts and savor your choice of fine food and drink. Join us in the joyful festivities at the Renaissance Fair. Real people, real food, real fun. Live it up at the New York Renaissance Fair.
The New York Renaissance Fair, open Saturdays, Sundays, and Labor Day Monday, August 5th through October 1st in Sterling Forest Tuxedo Park. Buy discount tickets at Walgreens and Duane Reade. Performance schedules and other info at renfair.com. Enter our Best Knees in a Kilt contest this weekend. Info and coupons at renfair.com.
My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new Wave, which is a wheelchair-accessible vehicle, for only $797.99 a week and no money down. You will earn 50 cents for every trip you take. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 41-25 36th Street in Long Island City, and that is conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. That's 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
The best show on WOR. It's the only show I listen to.
Stephen Crawford in his time. Well, he may and he may decline. Did it matter? Does it now? Stephen would answer if he only knew how.
Let's scream. It's Sunday night, and this is the Taxi Dave Show, broadcasting live in Tribeca with John McDonough, with Claire, and me, Dave Pollard. Taxi Dave. All right. I told a joke last week on the air that I really set up, and nobody heard the punchline, okay? And there was some question here whether it should have been bleeped out or it shouldn't have been bleeped out. So I'm going to say it again. Okay, it's just going to take a minute. My Aunt Sue, I was down in Florida, and I took her to this assisted and independent living home, and I said, this is a really good place. Try it out. They're waiting for you. Let me know what you think. She went into the I'll be out here. Let me know what you think when you're done. She went into the dining room, sat down. They offered her salmon. They offered her steak. She started leaning to the right, and out of nowhere, a nurse came and stood her up straight. Then she went into the computer room and the library. And in both cases, They had state-of-the-art computers. They had 1,000 books in the library. She started leaning to the left. And in both cases, a nurse came out and straightened her up out of nowhere. The last thing was a theater with those plush seats. They actually had a theater in this assisted living home. She sat in the chair. She said, "My, is this comfortable?" And she started leaning to the right, and the nurse came out of nowhere and straightened her up. So she comes out to the car and gets in the car. And I said, "So what did you think?" She says, "It's amazing. The food is great. The computer is state-of-the-art. They have 1,000 books to read in the library. And the theater, you can't beat it. There's just one problem." I said, "What's the problem?" She said, "They don't let you fart here."
Nick Gregory and Jerry Lewis heard that joke, and they both died.
By the way, Dick, I have to tell you something I read in Dick Gregory's book, and I think I was in high school at the time. He was promoting his book, and this was an actual story, he said. He said he was in the Deep South, and he went into a restaurant, and he ordered a whole chicken. They bring out the whole chicken to his place, and two good old boys come up to him and say, "Whatever you do to that chicken, we are going to do to you." So he very carefully picked up the chicken and kissed its ass.
Well, they had the other joke in the paper.
There, huh?
He went into a restaurant, and they went up to him. They said, "Listen, we don't serve colored people." He said, "That's all right. I don't want one. I want a chicken."
Okay. And we got our listener Joanne has sent us. "I just want to add, shut off the bright lights and oncoming traffic."
That's right.
And that's from Joanne. A lot of people keep those brights on. You know, it's one thing if you don't realize it, but if you keep them on all the time, you know, you really...
Then maybe you shouldn't be driving.
You're going to cause an accident.
Uh-huh.
You know,
and you're wearing your battery out. I mean, you're using the system, and you are blinding people. I mean, that's just it.
Yeah, that should be number one up there on the list.
Yeah, that TIF money, September 1st, that is for the second quarter. So, Ruth from Michigan stepped away from her tablet. Okay, we got it. So I mean, that the guy from Florida listens on the internet, told me about the car. It's going to cost more than the car's worth. We have someone in Michigan calling in who listens on the internet. So we have listeners. It's not only
so
what the
nice.
Nielsen ratings say. You know, people listen to the show. They like, when I ask people, "What do you like about the show?" The first thing they say is, "It's funny."
Nah.
And the next thing they say, it's informative, and we really don't hear a show like that anywhere else. You know, everything is politics. We hate Trump. We love Trump. Statues. Oh, should we have the statues? We don't need the statues. The statues are too big. They're too hurt. They're Confederates. You know something? People are dying, okay? We have more important things to think about. I mean, we got a call from someone incarcerated last week. Aren't there more important things in this world than statues?
What about the driver we were going to talk about later that died, literally died behind the wheel?
Well, let's talk about that right now,
right.
John. Okay, there was an article that the New York Times did. And
they did a couple, at least three articles on it.
Okay, so first of all, we have to say that John and Claire and I extend our condolences to the family of Mahari Bakrizion. Okay, that's his last name. And John, why don't you just tell the story? What happened?
Well, I mean, the way the papers are portraying it, he went to a relief stop. And for people out there, there's two different types of places where you can park your yellow cab legally. And now it's almost impossible because the Uber cabs are taking over these spots. And it's places to rest. And he stopped at a relief stop, which means you could sleep in the car for an hour. But it's really, you could take as much time as you want. And this driver, and what I didn't see in any of the articles is, you know, was he leasing a medallion? Was he on a 12-hour shift? Was he at the beginning, at the end of it? He pulled into a relief stop, turned off the car, and was resting and died and had a heart attack. And I just would like to know what led up to the heart attack. You know, how many days in a row did he work? How many hours did he work? And then they were trying to portray it a bit like Kitty Genovese, that famous story over in Rigo Park in Queens, where she screamed and nobody called the cops and everything. And they were trying to portray it. They said how many thousands of people walked by him. Now, I have slept many times in the cab, you're so tired, you pull into one of the relief stops. I usually get in the back seat, lay down. You don't want anybody knocking on the window saying, hey, are you right? Or, you know, how do you feel? Those relief stops are there for you to sleep and rest and not be, you know, people coming up and knocking on the window. So some of the papers are trying to portray it as these callous New Yorkers who are going by.
Everybody was sleeping.
Yes, and that was it. I mean, the guy pulled over because of God knows the shift he was working. Was he at the tail end? Was he on, you know, maybe he worked 14 days in a row, 12, 15 hours, and he just said, listen, I have to pull over now, and that. So this was no Kitty Genovese. This was just the brutal system of driving a cab in New York City. And I have no doubt because of Uber and Lyft and Via and all these other ones, he had to work extra hours. He's making less money. The stress on him would have been unbelievable, particularly if he was maybe leasing a medallion or he's trying to make the lease fee for the day. So, I mean, a lot went into his death, and that really wasn't covered. You know, how long you've been driving, how many hours you've been working. It just said he pulled over to get rest.
It said that morning he did start at 10 a.m.
Right.
Picked up a fare at LaGuardia, went to Tribeca. So it was really kind of the beginning of his
death. Yeah, so he wasn't probably feeling well, but there was so much pressure on him that he didn't think to go to the hospital. He didn't think about going home. You know what he said? Let me rest now.
That's right.
And I'll probably get better, get a couple of hours sleep, and then continue the shift.
Yeah, he had his family. So
I just wish the Times would have looked more into, you know, what led him to pull over and how many days in a row. And I mean, he had been driving 20 years. So, you know, he had a lot of years out there on the road. And as they say, he might have been only 58, but not in taxi years. I mean, he would have been far older. His body, his heart, his whole digestive system, everything about it.
Oh, the taxi commissioner in the Taxi Insider newspaper, which is going to be coming out not next week, but the weekend of Memorial Day. Labor Day. You're going to read the chairwoman's column. And she's paying respect to a longtime driver. And she writes, you know, last month, taxi cab driver Mahari Bakri Zion passed away in a taxi stand in Soho. Those who passed by thought he was resting.
Right.
He left this world for about 18 hours before he was discovered, according to the media reports. He was working for Susan Maintenance. The city's a better place. For the time that Mr. Bakri Zion spent as a professional driver, we share our deepest condolences and want to thank him for his years of service to the riding public and doing his part to help more than 1 million New Yorkers and other visitors. You know, in the New York Times article, it was talking about people going for their yoga lessons, and it's in the middle of Soho where you have those hotels. Where is it? I don't know.
The boutique hotels on Thompson Street, I think, off Canal, right there, yeah.
Yeah, the boutique hotels. And it's kind of, you know, it's not that isolated, but, Soho Grand Hotel, the James Hotel, and, you know, just people going about their business. And a lot of times, there was a quote in there that said, New Yorkers are experts in keeping to themselves.
Oh,
and you have to wonder, you know, there's that show, What Would You Do?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of apathy out there, and a lot of people think what's right and wrong. And they'll be the first to tell you in a conversation, but actions speak louder than words.
Hey, 9/11. 9/11. Look at how everybody came together to try and locate the survivors. Whether or not they knew they were in danger, I'm sure they didn't know. They just ran.
Oh, you're talking about real heroes there.
I'm talking about everyday heroes.
You know, I saw somebody.
That's what we've got in New York.
I saw somebody where we live, okay, in a car. I was leaving at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I saw him in the front seat, and I knocked on his window and said, are you all right? Oh, yeah. I just had a late night. I never made it inside. Okay. So there's nothing wrong with doing that. You know,
and
had somebody done that, the wife wouldn't know how to arrive at a taxi stand.
And she was the one that discovered him, yeah.
See her husband put into an EMT wagon in a bag.
But you know what, one of the other things about technology, I mean, he was discovered through the garage. I think that's that garage over there on 4th Avenue in Sunset Park.
It is.
But through the GPS system, they found it. Now, had that been 20 years ago and he went out and just parked there, that could have been way longer at a relief stand because there would have been no way of knowing
right.
where the taxi was parked. But with the GPS, boy, they can really zero in on where the car is and how long it's been there and all the technology on it. And 20 years ago, that they wouldn't have found the cab as easy.
When we come back, John wants to talk about hustlers at JFK. And I want to shout out to everybody at JFK. There's a bunch of newspapers out there now, Taxi Insider newspapers for August. And I hear there's a lot of listeners out at JFK. So here's your shout out. All you cab drivers at JFK, we'll talk about the robbery on bicycles and everything else we can fit into the last 10 minutes of the show. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Proudly serving the New York transportation industry for over 20 years, Hereford Insurance Company serves the for-hire transportation market with all their insurance needs. Hereford Insurance provides TLC-required commercial auto liability, workers' compensation, theft, collision, and physical damage coverage. Hereford Insurance is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Visit Hereford.com for additional information or call 718-361-9191. 718-361-9191. That's 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance. They move New York.
Are you sick of reality shows that aren't real at all? And laugh tracks attempting to disguise the not so funny? Come to the fair. Disenchanted with the day-to-day? Come to the Renaissance Fair. Ready to make some amazing memories with your family, your partner, or your friends? Come to the New York Renaissance Fair. Step into our legendary realm where beautiful items are crafted by hand. Entertainers will surprise and play for you. And our feast of food will delightfully overwhelm you. Spend the day at the fair and know true adventure and excitement. Real people, real food, real fun. Live it up at the New York Renaissance Fair.
The New York Renaissance Fair. Open Saturday, Sundays, and Labor Day Monday, August 5th through October 1st in Sterling Forest, Tuxedo Park. Buy discount tickets at Walgreens and Duane Reade. Performance schedules and other info at renfair.com. Enjoy a cold Pepsi at the fair this weekend. Coupons at renfair.com.
Pearland Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokerages, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury, and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get comparative pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all your insurance needs, go to pearlandbrokerage.com.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
The best show on WOI. It's the only show I listen to.
Those of you who are at the Warwick Winery, you know all about the songs we've been playing tonight, and that's Brother Ben's favorite song. And I can't believe he wouldn't tell me what Obama said or what Donald Trump said to him last week. It was very distressing for me.
He's got to keep in his mouth closed.
Yeah, he really is.
Maybe he should work for the White House. It doesn't seem to work there.
I think they need him.
So did you want to talk about hustlers at JFK for a second?
Well, I mean, there was a video on the one of the news channels showing them arresting a hustler. Now, I don't know if it was Terminal 4 or Terminal 5, but they got into a struggle and took three TLC guys to bring them down. And my pet peeve has always been these guys, as soon as you come out of the terminal, they're right there in your face. And particularly tourists get intimidated. They just land in New York, their first time here, and they're being intimidated. Here, I'm a taxi. And they're grabbing your bag. And I'll take you into Manhattan. And then when they get you in the car, they'll say, well, I'm charging you per bag. It was $20 to put each bag in, and I might charge $100 each. And these people are freaking out. They don't know what's going on.
The cabs are only 52. I'm only going to charge you 50 per person.
Well, yeah, but they don't say that up front.
Right.
They wait till you get in the cab, and then they start putting the arm on you. And then they'll say, you know what, I'll pull over right here. If you're not going to pay me, I'm going to put you out of the cab. So they're very intimidating. And listen, I got a little joy. I saw three TLC guys out taking down a hustler. And I said, well, you know what? It's not all that bad. But there's probably an easier way of doing it. He was outside on the thing. You can get these guys. You just walk out of the terminal. They're right there. They're all over the place. And they have to clean them up. And Dave, we're going on about this for years now, about what's going on at the terminals out at Kennedy. Not so much LaGuardia, because I think it's too business-oriented.
Right.
I mean, they do have them at LaGuardia, but it's Kennedy. That's the international tourist. You know, they don't speak English. They're coming in from
I have to tell you, I landed at LaGuardia, and there's a recording. Don't accept, you know, don't take rides with anybody, you know, claiming to direct you to a taxi, follow the signs, ask dispatches. It was very organized. And I myself last year witnessed.
Oh, you confronted a guy.
Undercover agents arresting two hustlers at LaGuardia Airport. And I when I was landing at Kennedy last year, you want an Uber? You want an Uber? And I went crazy. I started yelling and screaming.
Right.
And when I started yelling and screaming and yelling for the police, the guy just ran away. So, but you know, they were around at JFK. I want to thank Hank from Lakewood, Ohio, who sent us an email. The place to be. You know, I start my show, this is the place to be on Sunday nights. Well, apparently, he said, you've been secretly breaking into a deli after hours in Cleveland suburbs to broadcast all your shows. And here is a picture of a deli called The Place to Be. And with their address in Lakewood, Ohio.
And will that be up on your Facebook site?
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah,
I'll put it up on my Facebook.
How can people, people log on and see your Facebook site?
Well, you have to look for David Pot. It's not a Taxi Dave thing.
Oh, okay.
It's my private Facebook.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
It shows you all the bad things I've been doing, which is fine. You know, I used to be very secretive in my life. And let's face it, folks, life is just a stumbling block after stumbling block and how you deal with it. And when you make the decision to enjoy your life while you're here, it changes everything, and good, positive things happen to you, and I try to keep positive also. So, real quick, I just wanted to mention that they call it, the title of this article in the Daily News was Cab Driver Fatally Slams Into Tow Truck, But Passenger Survives. And what happened, due to a speeding incident where there was a tow truck on a highway, did you see the picture of that car, John?
Yeah, I mean, it's horrific.
Yeah, Leonel Paulino was killed in the crash. It was on the Cross Bronx Expressway. Somehow they said it was amazing that his passenger, who was a Yonkers woman, escaped with only minor injuries. Okay? And a spokesman for the Taxi and Limousine Commission confirmed that Paulino drove a ride-hail app, Uber, but it wasn't clear if he was working for the company at the time of the crash and that Uber was investigating the incident Saturday. You see, that's a major problem. When you think about insurance, was he working for Uber? Wasn't he working for Uber? Was he working for Via? Was he working for Juno? Was he working for Lyft? So all of these things come into play.
But doesn't the insurance only kick in when the app goes on? When the app is not on, they don't have that $1 million insurance and stuff. Isn't it? There's something about...
There's all kind of, you know what, there's so many scenarios. Some are in the city, some are out of the city, in the state. Some are different in different states. But the bottom line is that how can you not know who the guy was working for? There's got to be a solution to that.
They had a passenger in the car.
Yeah, there's got to be a solution to that.
Yeah.
And somehow I feel shortly there will be a solution to it. Anyway, the robbery on bicycle.
Yeah, I want to send a message out to the meth heads, the crackheads, and the criminal class. There's no use robbing yellow cabs anymore. We have no money. Everything's credit cards. So listen, save your time. You'll save your time going to Rikers Island. You saw the guy on the bicycle. He was in reaching into the guy's pocket with the window down. It was all singles he had on him. I mean, we don't have the money like we used to have. We might have had a couple of $100 on us, and you robbed us. And now it's getting so bad out there, he's working alone. Because they used to work in duos at Penn Station. One guy would knock on the passenger window, you would look over, and then the guy on the driver's side would reach in and grab your wallet or grab the money out of your thing. Now, I don't know, would I call it high tech? He was on a bicycle going by on rush hour, reaching in. But
the traffic, he was moving faster.
But it was a funny video. You just see him going in and grabbing the money and then taking off. And the car could go nowhere. But just let that message go out to the meth heads out there. There's no money. We don't have any money. Everything's almost credit card.
There's a little bit of cash.
No, there is, but not like it used to be when it was all cash. But now the credit cards and, you know, people are tapping.
And you should know that if you drive a yellow cab, that the garages cash you in at the end of the day. So you get your money at the end of the day.
Right.
And you get a terrific deal to lease a cab or lease a medallion. Okay, whether it's a day or by the week or however you do it. So, you know, all these rumors that are out there, don't believe them. We're not dead, folks. The yellow taxi industry is here. We're alive. We're alive and kicking, and soon we're going to be standing again. What could I tell you? Also, in the news, the MTA, the millionaire's tax, the mayor wanted support for 1% of the richest New Yorkers to have a tax. We have 30 seconds now. So the bottom line is they're getting the bailout. MTA, billions of dollars, and we get nothing as yellow cab drivers. John, thanks for being on the show. All our callers. I'm sorry I kept 12 callers listening. What the heck's the matter with me? Appreciate it. Call next week. Oh, by the way, we just got a call, and there is no show next week. Thanks a lot. At least we found out from a call. I really appreciate it. Claire, thank you. Thank all our listeners. You're the best. And
the best.
We'll speak to you soon.
The proceeding was a paid program. WOR's